Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents All I Wanted Was Sushi, But I Got Abducted by Aliens Instead, by Petra Palermo. Narrated by Ada Sinclair and Oliver Highpoint. Chapter 1. The Traffic Jam. Opal. I slam my foot hard into the space where I assume the alien's balls will be, at the apex of his legs. His three eyes bore into me as I do, but don't register anything that looks like pain on his bulbous head. That might not be the spot, but I'll fucking find it if you don't get that damn needle away from me, I yell as I twist my wrist free from his purple hand. No, it was less of a hand and more of a sticky claw. As I get myself free from the odd appendage, I bump into the woman sitting next to me. Her arms are crossed against her chest, the teal, stretchy compression garments we wear covering the important bits just barely. But I doubt she's trying to be modest. She looks like she would rather be anywhere else than next to me, the only ornery bitch here. She flips her red hair over her shoulder and sighs audibly before turning to me. Her eyes assess the situation she has tried her best to ignore until this moment. Is this your first time here? What's your name? The annoyance in her tone breaks through the saccharine affection she tries to use. She sounds like a seasoned diner waitress impatient for me to place my order. My first time? I laugh as I kick toward the alien again. His body is covered in gray coveralls, but everything left uncovered is composed of purple and blue scales that, unlike a snake's, secrete the same sticky substance as his hands. He is short, my head nearly level with his while I sit. I scowl into his three fly-like eyes that protrude from his head. His tiny mouth frowns as he throws up his claws. A string of syllables fall from the alien's lips, and then the same phrase is repeated again. Is your translator chip working? The gorgeous redhead asks. Listen, lady, how the fuck would I know if my translator chip was working or not? Well, can you understand him? She gestures to our purple captor. And it's not lady. My name is Jessie. Jessie, darling, I respond with sarcasm dripping from my every word. If my translator chip was working, I wouldn't be trying my best to kick this fucker in the balls, now would I? Jessie turns to the alien with the ever-elusive balls and lets the same sounding syllables out of her own lips. It sounds like no language I'd ever heard before. Jessie reaches toward me, and I instinctively flinch away. Jesus, you're jumpy. Just let me turn on your chip. I relax, but only slightly as her finger taps the space behind my ear three times. A painful static whizzes through my head, and I can't help but bring my hands to cover them. As I do, I feel the sharp prick of the syringe as it pierces my thigh. For being such a pain in my ass, you get extra. The bloops and clips of the alien's language are suddenly transformed into English. His accent isn't quite right, but I understand him all the same. Fuck you! I flip the nasty alien the bird as he moves down the aisle. Rows of women are lined up on what feels like a bus. A space bus. A main aisle runs down rows of hard-molded plastic seats wide enough for two girls each. If not for the fact we were flying, and I couldn't read a single sign in the place, you might assume we were in a shitty megabus. Of course, I would end up abducted by aliens and still have to take a megabus. Fuck my luck. I lean my head onto the window while the bus slows, as does the rest of the traffic until we come to a complete stop. We are flying through some alien city. The building's tall enough to tower well above most of the traffic. But when I peer down, the ground is obscured by thick blue clouds. Or maybe smog? Like I know jack shit about this world anyway. Aliens of bizarre shapes and sizes crane their necks in their own ships to see what the holdup is. I swear I even hear a horn honk. I guess traffic is the same no matter the galaxy, right? Well, I mean, if there were four layers of traffic stacked on top of each other and the cars all flew. Deans don't have balls, or really any genitals at all, you know, Jessie says, as she settles back into her seat. They're hive-bred, and don't really give a dill about sex or us. That's probably why they're used to transport human women. Where are they taking us? And what the fuck kind of shot did that asshole just give me? I ask. How about we start over, shall we? She says, brushing her hair behind her ear. Hi, I'm Jessie. What's your name? She holds out her hand to me. I take it, begrudgingly. Opal. My name's Opal. The last thing I remember is driving up to the lookout to eat my sushi after a shift at the Crafty Crab. I gesture around the strange bus. And now I'm here. Obviously not on Earth, and getting random needles shoved into my thigh by an asshole alien without genitals. I shake her hand with a big, false smile. So you are new. You'll get used to it here. Dancing isn't so bad. You could have ended up in a brothel. At least the aliens can't touch us. Jessie sees my eyes widen in horror and tries to double back. As long as you listen to the purple guys, everything will be all right. We actually have pretty nice accommodations back on the station. Really, you could have done a lot worse. Great. I get a bunkhouse to share with all the other trafficked human women. Just what a girl dreams of. I look into her dark green eyes and see a flash of compassion. How long have you been here? I'm not quite sure, but if I had to guess, 2 or 3 years? We don't really keep track. Oh, years! Fabulous. So you've never tried to get away? I ask, losing any hint of the sarcasm I first gave her. I'm no dancer. What if I just wanted to go home? Oh, sweetie. No, she says, her voice actually attempting to be comforting this time. Can I ask you, did you have anyone at home? Family? Maybe a boyfriend? Jessie puts her hands over mine. Well, not really. I think of my mom and dad who passed right after I left for college. Who knew carbon monoxide could ruin your whole life over the course of a night? A boyfriend? I don't know if I would call my Tinder hookups with adult men who lived in their parents' basements boyfriend material. Yeah, that's the common denominator for all of us here. We're unattached. She takes her hands back and crossed her arms over her chest again. If you want to stick near me tonight, that's fine. I can show you the ropes. Dancing's not hard. It's even easier with a shot. Wait, you never told me what was in the shot. Think of it like an alien Spanish fly. Really gets us, Jessie throws up the sign for air quotes, dancing, if you know what I mean. But we're all in these plastic bubbles, so no one can touch. It's easy just to ignore the aliens. Plus, not all species are as unpleasant to look at as our Deans captors. That asshole gave me a horny shot? What the fuck? I slam my fist against the plastic of the bench seat. I'm angry things are out of my control, but given the shit card I had been dealt on Earth, this kind of seems like a lateral move. Why the fuck am I not freaking out more? Maybe I'm in shock. Yes, ma'am. We get our go-go juice about 20 minutes out from the club. I suggest just enjoying the ride. Although, we normally don't hit traffic like this. This bus will get interesting if the traffic doesn't pick up soon. She peeks her head around mine to try and see what the holdup is. Why don't we just fly over it? I ask. I mean, wouldn't that be the benefit of flying versus driving? Well, we aren't flying, for one. We're in a magnetic field, so we can't really leave it. How do you know that? Are you just really observant? Jessie chuckles. You might not believe me, Opal, but I'm an honest-to-God rocket scientist. I got picked up outside of Cape Canaveral on my lunch break. She flips her hair to the other side of her head dramatically. I think my hair is what got me picked up. The dancing isn't ideal, but part of me isn't too sad about getting to see what's out there, I suppose. All the girls who dance have something interesting going on physically. I mean, check out those curves on you, girl. I try my best not to scoff, but she's right. I'm all tits and ass and had been using it to my advantage while serving at the Crafty Crab, stashing away all the tips I could to try and keep my mom and dad's house from going into foreclosure. I guess there is no stopping the courts now. I'm not even sure how long I've been gone. Thanks. How far out are we from where we're going? Oh, it's a club, right on the beach. You can't see it from here in the city, but Santafrul 6 is a beach planet. It's a huge tourist destination for other aliens. It's probably one of my favorites in our rotation. Jessie seems earnest and honestly excited to get there. I hadn't had a vacation since my folks died. Maybe a beach planet didn't sound so bad. I shift in my seat and notice an annoying itch beginning in my crotch. I shift again, attempting to scratch the itch without my hands. The seam from my bandage-style bikini rolls over my clit, and I have to bite my lip to not let out an audible moan. Heaven help me if I don't try that move again. It feels good. Better than it should. Oh, shit. The Spanish fly. I turned toward Jessie to make sure I hadn't tipped off what I was actually doing. Girl, you would be surprised what I can ignore. I heard our lovely purple overlord say he gave you extra, so do what you gotta do to take the edge off. We don't seem to be moving anytime soon, Jessie says, as she settles in and closes her eyes. I guess I hadn't been very discreet. You know, it's frowned upon to diddle yourself in front of new friends, or in public, or on a bus. I laugh nervously as my nipples bead underneath the tight weave of my top. It's skimpy on the least endowed girls on the bus, but on me, it's downright pornographic. Opal, you're new. I've been getting these shots for years. The first few times are intense. Now, I'm not gonna help you get off, so don't get any ideas. I draw the line there. But I can sure as shit turn my head if you need some personal time. Hell, the other girls had to do it for me when I was new, too. Honestly, do what you need to do. I swear, I don't care. She works her shoulders into the molded plastic seat, and it looks like she's settling in for a nap. Maybe I could ignore the damn shot. Did I want to be a feral mess on a bus in space? Fuck no. Did it seem like I had much of a choice? The way my pussy throbbed said no. Jessie, are you sure? I'm literally about to put my hands down my pants, so you need to say no if you're just joking or this is some weird hazing thing. The bitch fakes a snore and turns away from me. Well, I guess this would make for a great game of Never Have I Ever one day. Unfortunately, I am a visual gal, and I search the bus for something to inspire me. The purple son of a bitch who put me in this situation stares at me in disgust, his scales slick with whatever nastiness he's secreting. That's never gonna happen. I turn my gaze outside the bus. The four rows of traffic have so many interesting vehicles, but most of the pilots leave a lot to be desired. I see a tall alien with some tentacles and a craft that looks like a cluster of clear pink bubbles. His face is very alien, unsettlingly so even. But maybe we could do something with those appendages, right? He'll have to do for now because whatever is in that shot is sending all my blood away from my brain and straight to my crotch. I slide my hand down the stretchy blue bikini bottom and press my palm against my throbbing sex. Fuck. I'm soaked. I push my middle finger between my lips, sliding against my swollen clit, searching for friction. My free hand pulls down the top over my generous tit, and I pluck at my nipple with my fingers. The oversensitive flesh sends sparks right down to my core. The bus shifts slightly as it groans for a few feet before stopping. As it moves, I slide two fingers lower. I stay near the opening of my pussy, circling the sensitive nerves near my entrance. Could Tentacle Daddy stuff me with one of his thick, pulsating tentacles? I've never been a tentacle porn girl, but shit. Desperate times call for desperate measures. I open my eyes, expecting to see the slightly off-putting face of an alien I'd want to use just for his appendages. But instead, stare directly into the eyes of someone else. The long, sleek-looking craft next to me holds a startlingly humanoid face. Sure, his skin is smooth and gray, almost like shark skin. But his face is masculine, and his nose is regal. His long, muscular neck sits on even brawnier shoulders. Those shoulders are draped in a green suit of fabric. It's not a suit as I'm accustomed to on Earth, but it looks like formal wear of some kind to be sure. The alien's eyes are deep-set and blue, and they are boring into me as I grind against my hand. Fuck. Can an alien be hot? Because it could just be the damned shot, but he's fucking gorgeous. He blinks rapidly and swaps a large square hand over his gorgeous face and tucks his white hair behind his ear. His ear fans into a delicate frill where my cartilage would curve. As he tucks his short length of thick hair behind his ear, he traces a finger over a set of gills on his neck. Gills. As if his otherworldly beauty didn't remind me he wasn't human, the gills sure as shit do. I raise my chin to him as if to say, "Yeah, I see you watching me, you weird, sexy thing." And I swear I see him smirk. That's just what I need. I replace Tentacle Daddy in my fantasy with Hot Shark Guy and get to gettin'. By now, my finger is working my clit with pressure and my orgasm builds. I wiggle my top all the way down and use my biceps to push my tits together. Will this get a response out of the handsome alien stranger? I lick my lips and push two fingers inside of my pussy again, but deeper this time. I don't know for sure if he has a dick, but I bet if he does, it's as thick as the rest of him. I imagine Shark Guy bending me over the back of the seat in front of me and slamming his cock into me. With my tits pushed together and my hand deep inside me, I bite my lip. Fuck, it feels good to be watched. How have I never done this before? Hot alien guy's breath fogs up the window and his smile broadens. I feel the buzz of my translator chip as his mouth moves. I can't hear what he's saying, but somehow my brain knows. Maybe the chip works visually and auditorily? I'm not going to overthink it because he's saying things I want to hear. Are you enjoying yourself, little human? My mind translates. I wish I could hear his voice. I'm sure it would be as sexy as the rest of him. You're so fucking hot. My ass and legs clench with the kinetic energy of my building orgasm. The alien throws back his head slightly, and a roar of laughter fills his whole chest. Do I inspire this display, then? So he must have a translator chip, too. You're certainly going to be the one that finishes it, I say. What would you do if you could touch me right now? He licks his fucking perfect full lips. I'd want to taste you. Run my tongue up that neat little human cunt of yours. I'd let you ride my face until you took everything you needed from me. His throat bobs as his hand drifts below the window frame toward his lap. Sit on his face? Maybe I'm too far away and he can't see how ample this ass actually is. I wouldn't want to smother you, sugar, but the thought is appreciated. The handsome stranger pauses and moves his lips before my translation device catches up. I assure you, little human, that my body can handle you sitting that glorious ass right here. You could stay as long as you want. I can get plenty of air from these, he says, as he points to his gills. Well, fuck. My clit is almost too sensitive at this point, and I switch to sliding my fingers down the sides of it. Ride the handsome alien's face? I want to close my eyes and imagine grinding over that gorgeous chin. I want to sink my hands in that pale hair of his and hold on as he licks me to completion. I want to have his tongue work long, slow licks over my swollen clit. I don't want to miss anything he says, though, so I keep my eyes open and my focus on him. I'm close, I say. I wish you could touch me. What's your name, little human? He asks. I hesitate for a moment, but realize given the circumstances I've found myself in, telling a hot stranger my name is the least of my worries. Opal. Opal. Do you want to come for me? His mouth slowly smiles as he speaks. Fuck yes.
Keon. Think of your hand as mine. I have no idea what planets have aligned to have this goddess on display next to me. But if the wars have taught me anything, it's to enjoy the good times while they're here. And goddess help me. Opal is stunning. I haven't frequented many of the clubs that provide human entertainment. My position doesn't allow for breaches in etiquette that might allow me such fun, although I have seen quite a few human women on the satellite signals picked up from their planet. The human mating videos always show women with lean bodies, and their breasts, while large, seem hard and set. Opal's body is all wonderful softness. As she rubs furiously under her thermal bandages, her plentiful tits bounce, and I know that if she was spread bare before me, I would worship that beautiful ass. I want to pull that curved pink body into mine and pound my cock into her cunt until she screams my name. I flip a switch on the console next to me, alerting my driver that I don't wish to be disturbed. My hand has been working my cock through the cloth of my clothing long enough to be painfully hard. I press my waistband button and the fabric opens automatically. I work the bead of pre-cum from my cock's tip down its length, imagining her pillowy lips might be there instead. Opal, with her perfect soft tits, keeps her eyes on me. She's arching against the orange plastic seat, and I see her hand working frantically. I fist my cock as I know I could have her already coming under me. I would wring every last drop from her orgasm, this sweet little human. Would you be able to take my cock, Opal? I ask her honestly. She's so tiny compared to my species, the Felines. I worry that I might be too large for her. I want so very much for you to take all of it into that soft body of yours. Opal's chest rises and falls rapidly with the pace of her breathing. She cocks her head as she moves her hand from the waistband of her thermal bandages and brings two fingers to her mouth.
I'm no quitter,
she says as she adds a third finger to her mouth and slicks them with her spit. She runs them down her soft belly slowly before driving them back into her sex. I see the wetness from her cunt darken the thermal bandages, and I'm going to rip them off her body. My cock jerks as I watch Opal push her shoulders into the seat as her legs and core tighten. She keeps her eyes locked on me. I would fill you up so tight, I say as I work my hand. I'd want you to milk every last drop from this cock. Opal's body is taut like a bow, and she keeps her dilated eyes on me the entire time. Her lips are swollen and her face is flushed that same strange red color as the skin over her nipples is. I would kill to suck one of those hardened tips into my mouth. My own hand works the head of my cock quickly as I tell the beauty before me, "Come for me, Opal." As she does, she finally closes her eyes and rides out the wave of her pleasure. She is a goddess, and I'm just her supplicant. I give my cock two more rough tugs before finding my own release. I don't close my eyes, though. My pleasure is coming from the vision in front of me. She is carnal perfection. Opal pushes the mass of blonde curls back from her face, sticky with sweat, and turns her face to mine just as traffic begins to move again. She puts a palm up to the window as she realizes her transport unit is pulling away from my cruiser.
"What's your name?"
she asks, her breath fogging up the glass of her window. I don't have time to respond before her lane of traffic moves ahead of mine. I want nothing more than to hear my name on her lips. I can't help but feel a pang in my heart at the loss of such beauty as she pulls away. I wipe my hand on a cloth from the bar next to me and grab my data pad to write down the name plastered on the side of Opal's transport unit. I buzz the communication button and the gruff voice of my driver acknowledges me. Follow the human transport unit, send the royal attorney our coordinates, and have him meet us whenever they stop. Next time, I'm going to taste Opal's release for myself.
Chapter 2. Space Legalities. Keon. My communicator buzzes for the 10th time this past hour as I click a button to ignore the call once more. The royal attaché and my personal butler is an incessant man, but I really don't want to have to come up with a pleasant lie to tell him. "Why aren't you at the ribbon cutting for the new mag train?" he would ask. Well, sorry, Alfred, my hand found its way to my cock after seeing an off-world beauty in a traffic jam. Yeah, probably best to keep this bit to myself for at least the foreseeable future. Was it absurd that I made my driver follow the human entertainer bus? In retrospect, probably. Was I a man possessed with nothing but thoughts of Opal's soft human body still? Entirely. I watched out the window as the high-rises of downtown give way to the beaches my planet is famous for. The universe's tourists have driven our GDP up to the point where my family, the rulers of Santafrul VI, are some of the richest beings in the galaxy. There are times the money is nice, like now as I wait impatiently to get to our destination, where I would have the royal attorney pay any cost needed to acquire Opal. But the rest of the time, the money and the title I bore suffocate me. The endless parade of eligible women my parents place in front of me make me want nothing more than to renounce myself as heir. The princesses and diplomats from off-world are chosen specifically for what alliances or capital they might bring to our dynasty. They are insufferable, haughty, and stuck up from a lifetime of grooming. I am the end goal for years of etiquette classes, a handsome and wealthy prince who could bring more prestige to their own families. I am a trophy. If they only knew that I would give everything to have them all go away, to leave the Feline people alone, To be able to tear down the high-rises, the casinos, the hotels. To ban the crew.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?